Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 16th of June, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Britain's National Health Service has given secretive US tech firm Palantir access to private personal data of millions of British citizens, according to a contract published online. The NHS health records that Palantir has access to can include a patient's name, age, address, health conditions, treatments and medicines, allergies, tests, scans, X-ray results, whether a patient smokes or drinks, and hospital admission and discharge information. Any data that may make patients personally identifiable are replaced with a pseudonym or aggregated before they're shared with Palantir. China has embarked on a new $1 trillion campaign to develop next-generation technologies as it seeks to catapult the communist nation ahead of the US in critical areas. Since the start of the year, municipal governments in Beijing, Shanghai, and more than a dozen other localities have pledged $935 billion to the cause, according to a Wall Street Journal tally. Chinese companies, urged on by authorities, are also putting up money. A group of researchers in France have looked to dogs as an alternative to helping diagnose COVID-19 and found that the animals can detect its presence. Researchers at the National Veterinary School of Alfort, outside Paris, trained 8 Belgian Malinois Shepherd dogs to identify people infected with the coronavirus. They used odor samples taken from the armpits of more than 360 people, who were both positive and negative for the virus. After testing a beta version in India, WhatsApp has launched in-app payments in Brazil, the company announced in a blog post on Monday. The payments are enabled through Facebook Pay, which parent company Facebook said last year it would be rolling out to Instagram, Messenger, Facebook, and eventually WhatsApp. Payments on WhatsApp are beginning to roll out to people across Brazil beginning today, and we look forward to bringing it to everyone as we go forward, the company said in the post. WhatsApp says its digital payments are an open model that will allow it to add more partners in the future. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.